Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, How Do I Teach Creativity Without Losing Rigor? Let's dive in. Here's the myth killing innovation in higher education. Creativity is the enemy of rigor. Professors worry that creative assignments mean lower standards, easier grading, less serious learning. But what if I told you that innovation pedagogy actually amplifies critical thinking and academic rigor? Let me share why this matters. Creative problem solving requires more cognitive complexity, not less. When students tackle traditional essays, there's typically one right approach, but give them a design challenge, and suddenly they must synthesize knowledge, evaluate multiple solutions, and justify complex decisions. They're navigating infinite possibilities, which demands far deeper analysis than memorization ever could. This connects directly to Bloom's taxonomy. Creativity lives at Bloom's highest levels, analyzing, evaluating, creating. Research consistently shows that creative tasks engage multiple cognitive processes simultaneously. Innovation assignments naturally scaffold students through lower-order thinking, like remembering facts, all the way up to higher-order thinking, like generating novel solutions. The key is what I call the constraint canvas strategy. Add strategic constraints to creative assignments to maintain rigor. Tell students to design a solution using only 3 resources or create within a $100 budget. These constraints don't limit creativity. They force deeper thinking while preserving creative freedom. Students must work harder, think smarter, and justify every choice. I witnessed this transformation in a philosophy professor's classroom. She redesigned her ethics course as a moral innovation lab, where students designed real solutions to campus ethical dilemmas using philosophical frameworks. The result? Highest critical thinking scores in department history, plus actionable community impact. One student told her, "I had to understand the theories so much deeper to apply them creatively." That's the power of innovation pedagogy. So here's your immediate action step. This week, take one traditional assignment and add one creative constraint. Ask yourself, how might students demonstrate this knowledge through problem solving instead of just recall? Watch what happens. The rigor increases because application demands deeper understanding than memorization. Remember, innovation isn't the opposite of academic excellence, it's the evolution of it. We're preparing students for a world where creativity is the ultimate intellectual rigor. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. Join the conversation with other educators exploring innovation. Connect with me on YouTube, Facebook, or X at The Innovation Prof, and share how you're teaching innovation in your own classroom.